This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored L'Zchus Menucha Rachel Bas Chaya Mushka and L'Zchus Elazar Ben Bela Felberbaum. The learning of the Dvar Torah is L'Zchus Reb Shalom Mordechai Halevi Ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva Min HaMeitzar El HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the inyan of refining the Midos. Rav Sadia Goin said, the main reason man was created in this world was so that he break his natural negative Midos. A chassid from Beshenkevich once came to the Mittler Rebbe asking for a bracha that he be able to do avoida, and he added, I am not exactly sure what avoida entails, but being that I have a strong will not to do it, I understand that it is something very good. The Friedeke Rebbe described the chassid Reb Hendel as one with a good heart and good midos that have been refined with avoida and toil of Kabbalah soil. He recounted what Reb Hendel said at one Farbringen. As long as a Metzora still suffered from Tzaraas, he would not come to the Beis HaMikdash. So too, a younger man who still has not been healed from his repulsive Midos is not allowed to go to Lubavitch and Chas V'Sholem make Tomei the Heichal Hashem where the Rebbe is. For 10 years I learned Reishis Chochma, Charedim, Sharei Tshuva, and Pekeach Ivrim. I reviewed Igeres HaTshuva tens of times, as well as Prakim of Derech Chaim, in order to eradicate the negative midos and get rid of the body's natural behaviors. Only then, with the agreement of the Elter Chassidim, I traveled to Lubavitch for the first time. Relating this, the Friedrich Rebbe concluded, listen, younger light, to what an Elter Chassid is telling you about how he became a Chassid. For 10 years, a younger man toils to obtain midos toivos, and during that time does not travel to Lubavitch, to the Tzemach Tzedek, for he is embarrassed to have his Ruchniyistika essence seen by his Rebbe. This is considered a proper preparation to becoming a Chassid. The Friedrich Rebbe said, when one notices a negative trait in himself, it should strongly bother him, and he must put in much effort to correct it. Yet, this should not depress him, but rather bring him simcha for the opportunity he has to fix his midos. The Rebbe Rashab would display great simcha when seeing good midos in the Chassidim, and when he noticed a negative trait, it would hurt him, causing him to cry a lot. If he would have said something firmly, he would have been able to affect a change, but he wanted this to come about as a result of the Chassidim's Aveda. In the year Tofresh Sadik Vav, someone asked the Friedrich Rebbe for instructions regarding Tikkun HaMidos. The Friedrich Rebbe replied that the first step is to make an honest assessment of oneself without exaggerating to either extreme. This skill can be learned from a craftsman repairing a broken object. He checks the item carefully before beginning its repair to see which parts need cleaning and strengthening and which require replacement. And then he prepares his tools and begins to work. First, he removes the parts that are to be replaced. Then he busies himself with the cleaning and strengthening of the other parts, and finally he shapes the new parts, slowly creating a strong and solid vessel. Similarly, with regard to the avodah of fixing one's midos, a person must remove the bad midos and replace them with good ones. He must analyze himself well, getting rid of the bad, and afterwards clean and strengthen those that are good. The first task of removing the bad does not require any special tools and can be done by anyone. Similarly, the bad midos of anger and gaiva can be removed by any person who has come to understand their bad nature by learning Sifrei Musar. To produce nice, strong midos, one needs the tools of Chassidus, Verstandike Inyonim und Herzike Inyonim, learning the Inyonim which he finds understandable and arousing to his heart. The Alter Rebbe writes that before introducing midos toivos, one must remove all bad midos. He illustrates this with the mashal of a king who has a palace made for him. First, all dirt and filth must be cleared and removed, and only then is it possible to begin setting up and decorating the palace. Similarly, we cannot make a dira b'tachtonim for Hashem unless we remove all bad midos from within us. The Chassid Reb Peretz Chein would often use the following mashal at Farbringens. The chefs in the Tsar's royal kitchen were busy preparing a lavish meal of stuffed calf for the visiting Kaiser William of Germany, the Tsar's relative. Their efforts were very successful, and the Kaiser highly praised the dish, asking for the recipe so that his cooks would be able to serve him this extraordinary delicacy. The Tsar ordered the chief chef to write a detailed list of ingredients and instructions, and Kaiser William left Russia for Germany, looking forward to having such a delightful meal again. As soon as he arrived home, the Kaiser handed the recipe to his chef, asking him to prepare it for dinner. When the kitchen doors opened and the carefully prepared dish was served to the eagerly waiting Kaiser, he cried out, "What an unpleasant odor is coming from the food!" And the platter was quickly removed from the table. Quite disappointed, Kaiser William wrote to the Tsar, demanding to know why his chefs could not produce the same delicacy, although they had carefully followed the recipe. The Tsar asked his chef for a possible explanation, and after thinking for a moment, the chef burst out laughing. "It's quite simple. I hadn't included in my instructions that the intestines be burned inside out and washed thoroughly before being spiced and stuffed. It seemed unnecessary to mention something so obvious, but apparently it was not so obvious to the German chefs." At a Farbrengen, the Friedrich Rebbe said that nowadays Chassidus is not being used for what it was intended. Instead, it is being used for things that are to be done before approaching Chassidus. The Avodah of fixing the Midos and refraining from doing bad, Sur Meirah, as well as the positive actions of Asei Toiv, of good Midos, and Avas Yisroel, do not require the Avodah of Chassidus and must be done earlier. After having stayed in Mezrich for a while, the Alter Rebbe planned to return home on a certain day. He had intended to go by foot, but the Magid instructed that a wagon be hired to take him. When the Magid's son, Reb Avram HaMalach, accompanied him to his wagon, he told the wagon driver loudly, "Whip the horses until they will stop being horses." Hearing this, the Alter Rebbe understood why the Magid had arranged for the wagon and decided to extend his stay in Mezrich. He explained that these brief words had opened up a new path of Avodah of transforming the bad Midos to good, for which he stayed to internalize. The Rebbe added that until one reaches this level of changing the Midos, he must at least keep them under control, for he cannot wait until then. The Friedrich Rebbe related, "My uncle Reb Zalman Aaron, the Razo, was a Baal Midos Toivos, and despite his many troubles, he was always smiling and never shed a tear over his situation. Yet, when encountering another Yid in trouble, his smile would disappear and he would cry. Of course, he would do all he could to help the sufferer." Once, during a Farbrengen, the Razo spoke about correcting one's Midos and said that this can only be done by using the mind. This is similar to being able to safely walk across a narrow beam lying in a pool of mud using one's head to keep balance. The Rebbe Rashab commented, "This approach requires constant watchfulness of the mind to prevent the Midos from returning to their natural wild ways, for they have still not been corrected. True correction of Midos requires changing the Midos themselves using the mind together with Avodah of the heart." The Friedrich Rebbe noted, "In previous times, Chassidim were more devoted, and the correction of their Midos, both in quality and quantity, was done on an entirely different level. In those times, they were able to walk across with slippers and white socks, and their socks would remain clean, for they knew how to sidestep the mud. Nowadays, we go across with boots, and even our clothing gets dirty." The Friedrich Rebbe said, "Chassidus must make one into a Chassid with Chassidische Midos. Otherwise, it can be called Chochma, but not Chassidus. The path of Chassidus is a broad and paved path. It is the fault of those young Chassidim who learn Chassidus in self-made ways that the clear path of Chassidus is blocked. This is the result of learning without Avodah." When the Chassid Reb Zalman Zezmer would want to arouse himself with his Soyrerus Halev, he would tell the following story. In his city lived a Yid, a great Lamdin with extraordinary Midos, but he was not acquainted with Chassidus. Reb Zalman attempted to explain to him the effect Chassidus has on a person's Midos. Later on, the Yid traveled to the Alter Rebbe and asked about this, and the Alter Rebbe answered, "Animals also have Midos, but it is part of their nature, like the raven is mean and the eagle is kind. However, Hashem created people's Midos to be according to Seichel and not dictated by nature, to give them the schus of doing avoda and working on themselves. Hearing this, the man realized that all the midos toivos that he had developed were only instinctive, and he fell faint. When he came to, the Alter Rebbe directed him in reaching the greater midos toivos of Chassidus. Reb Lazer, one of the Alter Rebbe's Chassidim, once stopped a younger man who was walking down the street holding his talus bag. "What are you thinking about now?" he asked. When the young man did not answer, he continued, "I'll tell you. You are thinking that though currently you are not conducting yourself in a manner that Chassidus expects of you, when you will grow older, you will surely live up to those expectations. Well, I too entertained such thoughts when I was young, but experience has taught me that I was wrong. One must put effort into Avodas Hashem from a young age." The Mezitcher Magid explained the words Usfartem Lachem, you should count for yourself, Sfiras Ha'omer, with the word Sefiros, brightness, meaning that you, Lachem, must be bright. At the Suda on Shavuos, the Alter Rebbe told us over, and then leaned his head on his hands and sang the Nigun Arba Bavis with deep Dveikus. He then said in a questioning tone, "With what does one brighten the Lachem? With the Sheva Shabosois Temimois, the 7 complete weeks, meaning by refining the 7 Midois until they become like Shabbos, which needs no refinement." The Rebbe writes, "One aspect of Sfiras Ha'omer is bringing the mind into the heart, Moichin Temidois, that he should act according to the directives of the mind, that whatever he learns, be it in Nigla or Chassidus, should be one with him and a part of his daily life."